Now Kroger. Oh, Kroger got the right hand free.
He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland. And the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt.
It's old time hockey, the way you're supposed to play. You throw a little lumber if a guy gets in your way. You play like Gordie Howe or Eddie fucking Shore. We can't all be Gretzky's, the Muser, Bobby Orr.
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the Biscuit. It's the Biscuit. The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. As a country will stop working on some badness fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's the Biscuit Podcast.
Hey, you want to go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man. Good luck to you too, buddy.
Chris. There we go. William Bartram, your host here. Joined by the recently fired, now rehired Big Ran. Hi.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Can't stay fired.
I fucking, every time I'm about to do it without you, you call. I literally was going out into the studio and you called. I had just did the intro by myself and I just deleted it, so you're lucky. You live to fight another day.
Talent what? Overcomes idiocracy.
Excuse me?
My raw talent overcomes the... How stupid I am. The things I do. The talent, it kicks in.
It's not overcoming that sentence, that's for goddamn sure.
The kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Well?
Later you'll forget I said something real stupid like that because I'll be just raw talent mode.
We'll see. we'll put a poll up, Twitter poll. Did Big Ran overcome his idiocy? somebody not overcoming fucking going back to Russia... Mr. Shipachev, your boy.
Cocktrain has officially...
Cocktrain has been fucking derailed. It has been fucking taken apart and scrapped, and there's no fucking... nothing left of that fucking train.
He will forever go down in history as the first Vegas Golden Knight player to retire.
Holy shit, he will.
How cool is that? So, fuck you. I still love him.
That's pretty wild. He must have been really unliked.
I think he made a fucking bet in Russia, and it was something like, I can go over there and score a goal in my first game or some shit. Did it and just left.
Well, what ends up happening with him, I don't know if you listened to the episode I did with Ken Bulkey last week, but so they weren't expecting to be good. And that kind of fucked – it's fucking everything up because it's fucking their trades that they were going to make too, because now they have to evaluate and go, well, are we going to make a playoff push or are we going to fucking trade all these people like we were going to? Are we going to deal out James Neal? Are we going to trade William Karlsson?
Yep, all the people that they got that they thought they were going to get draft picks for.
Yeah, they were going to for sure trade. James Neal is not supposed to be on this team.
Nope.
So
– if you thought that from the beginning, you're crazy. He was a jersey sell, and then he was a give me some draft picks.
For sure. But then they were good.
Yeah, he's playing like it's fucking 2012.
But they're coming back to reality, too. So Shipachev gets sent down to Chicago.
Yeah.
Goes and practices, doesn't report. So he gets suspended by Vegas.
Yeah, which was stupid.
Yeah, so then he just says, you know, Instagram, plane ride back to Russia. So then Vegas announces the other day that he is voluntarily retired from the NHL, yep. So he's allowed to go play in the KHL, and we'll never see him again, I don't think.
Nope, that was it.
One game, one goal.
I think two games, maybe, right? Or did he only play that one game?
I thought he only played that one. I mean, two at the most.
Yeah.
Three.
One goal, I don't think any assists. Maybe an assist, but I know he had the one goal.
I think he played a couple games. I think you're right. And I don't know. I guess I don't watch hockey well because I thought he played well, but everyone says he sucks, so everyone's always right.
Sucked. I don't know what it was, but
we do have to wish a happy birthday to all the Marines out there. Our brother, our grandpa, our uncle, A lot of our friends, yesterday was the Marine, or today was the Marine Corps' birthday. So happy birthday, all you Marines, and thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
The National Women's Hockey League has a podcast out now, ran by an English fella. So two of your favorite things, women's hockey and Englishmen. It's a good, I mean, it's about time they have a podcast. If they want to be,
yeah, cool.
You know, if they want to be a league, this is something they have to do. The guy is fine. He's talking to a lot of players and he's putting out a fucking podcast like every 25 minutes. So I had to stop following it because I had like five unlistened podcasts by him in a week. Like the dude just fucking works harder than I do. But it's good for the ladies in that league, and it's good for the National Women's Hockey League. And I'm, you know, I have two daughters. You have a daughter. It's important to have a professional women's hockey league.
Yeah, I agree. The same thing I'm doing with Bronson now, I obviously will be doing the same exact thing with Mavis when she's three.
Yeah, 100%. That's yeah, you got to – we want to say congratulations to Bronson Bartram, who started his conquest of midget glory, starting to play at Notre Dame hockey there at what is it, Compton Arena?
Yeah, Compton Families Arena.
So that's pretty fucking cool. I mean, the first time he skated is out there where the Irish play. You can't really beat that.
No. Yeah. And I think the league will be in next year. I don't know if that'll be the Notre Dame one or not. But the more he plays, the longer he plays, the older he gets. Like, they'll wear, like, Notre Dame jerseys and shit, like, when they're, like, 11, because that's, like, the league they're in.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Well, it's I've seen him play. It's pretty cool, actually.
I'm 100% against that.
They won last night.
Did they?
Yeah, beat Penn State.
Penn State's good, too.
Yeah, number six in the country right now, Notre Dame.
Wow. Well, why we're talking, but right before we get into college hockey, because we do have a few things to cover for that, I do want to mention also about the National Women's Hockey League. They played their first game at a NHL arena. The New Jersey Devils have a partnership with the NWHL, and they played a game there, and it looked like it went off in spades. I'm happy that the league's moving forward and doing these things, and it's definitely going to take the NHL to shine a light on them to keep them alive.
Yeah, look at how much the NBA helps the WNBA.
There is no WNBA without the NBA going back. Okay.
Yeah, they help them nonstop.
But I want to go ahead and tell the, you know, everybody on the National Women's Hockey League to pump the brakes about the pay. We've talked about this before. Yeah, you're not going to get – I mean, when the NHL started, those guys weren't making a lot of money either. So just know where the league's at and what's going on. And then, you know, once you start packing stadiums full of rabid fans, then you can talk about, you know, payment. Until then
– how much were they making? Do you remember?
The ladies?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Not a lot.
Like more than me?
I don't know. They only play on the weekend. I think they probably make a couple hundo a game.
That's my – whatever it is, if it's more than someone killing themselves inside of a factory, then shut your mouth. You're probably
not. Yeah, I just clocked out at 58 hours and probably come home with like $43 after after everything is said and done.
Yeah, in a fucking steel mill.
Yeah, you know how much hockey I played this week?
Yeah. You know how many steel pipes I touched this week?
None, exactly. Well, I did play some horse with Arwen, my two-year-old, downstairs. Kicked her ass. So,
I understand where they're coming from because they think they're professional athletes.
Yeah,
it's like what you said. Until you're filling 100,000 people inside of an arena,
there's not. You can't really argue the fact, man. Sorry, you know. And then
people bitch about the football players and basketball players making $200 million. Yeah, but like James Harden for the Rockets making $200 million. I bet the Rockets made like $200 billion last year. They can afford it.
The money's coming from somewhere. They're not just poof making fucking magic money and paying these guys. You gotta sell tickets. You gotta sell jerseys.
Think jerseys and loan. Think about how much Pittsburgh.
Well, they did just get a contract with their league that they do get a certain percentage of. Say, if you buy a fucking Battaglio jersey, she gets that money. Because before the contract wasn't written that way, and the NWHL was getting all the money. So I'm glad they figured that out. But it looks bad too when every interview I hear with one of these girls, they're going, "Well, we want more money. Score 700 goals or something, and then we'll see what happens. Be a league for more than 10 years, maybe." Are you there?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how much money they actually make.
Can you find it?
Yeah, all right. So, I think they're paying their players $10,000 a player.
For the whole season?
That actually is pretty fucked up. I could make more than that at McDonald's, so they got a point.
Yeah.
$10,000 a year?
Well, they all work full-time jobs, too. Yeah, that does kind of suck.
That's the league minimum, so I doubt no one made it. But still, that's the minimum someone might have.
I don't know. Is that that seems like a lot of money.
$10,000?
Yeah.
No, it's not at all. A year?
They don't play all fucking year. There's only like 40 goddamn games.
Okay, but like to be able to train at that high level of being a professional athlete, it's year-round. Like these women are probably playing hockey and then fucking working at
Golden
Corral rest of the year trying to pay bills.
Do I get free skates? Do I get a fucking gym to work out in? Is this, you got to have more money than that to live. So that's true.
Yeah, 10 grand's not enough.
All right, well, pay them more. Pay them whatever they want. How about that?
Hang on. Amanda Kessel skates away with the highest salary. Let's see what it was.
45K.
Agreeing to 1 year, $26,000. Yeah, they need more money. I was making $26,000 when I was 16 years old selling dope.
Yeah, but they got a fucking. There was money there. There's got to be. They can't pay them if they don't have it.
That's rough.
That is rough.
She's like a Olympic wrestler right now, dedicating their life to nothing.
Well, they're pioneers. It's never easy to be the first ones.
No, think about some of the best hockey players of all time and how much they probably made the 50s and the 40s.
Those dudes used to get paid in fucking darts and fucking Labatt Blues.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's like you said, think about where the league's at right now.
But you don't think about that shit because no one gives a fuck. Everybody just cares about everyone's feelings now.
Yeah, but I do agree on $26,000 is not enough money.
Nah, but I'd do it.
Yeah, if someone called me right now and said, "I'll give you $26,000 to play hockey," I'd hang up the phone on you and go fucking get my skates.
Exactly. So, ipso facto. I have a correction from our last episode together. I called Mr. Kuznetsov Nikita. It's his name's definitely Evgeny. So my apologies to him.
Yeah.
This was the episode we were supposed to record Sunday, but you, are you. So it was close to Halloween, so I had a trivia question for you. Do you know which episode, or not episode, but what film Jason Voorhees dons the hockey mask in for the first time?
Yeah.
What?
The second one.
Third one, fuckface.
Is it the third one?
Yeah, second one, he just has the burlap sack with the eye hole cut in it.
Yeah, that was in the first one. He's like, barely,
he's just in it at the end. He's a kid. Well, maybe go watch a fucking movie. Bring up the Central.
Do you remember that? How many years in a row I went as Jason?
Yeah, about 7 too many.
Like every year I'd be like, ah, fuck it, I'm just going to put this hockey mask on and go outside.
I don't think I ever had a cool Halloween costume, ever. Not even once.
It was always cold. I used to wear fucking coats and a Jason mask.
I definitely went as a dude from ICP one year when I was definitely too old to be trick-or-treating.
Yeah, I remember that for sure. 100% remember that.
So that's, you know, that's what I was doing.
I remember I was a clown one year and you guys tried to make me a juggalo.
You know, so juggalos do, dude.
Juggalos do.
Juggalos be making kids into other juggalos.
Fuck a lot, I love it. Whoever the fuck that is.
Magnets. Everyday magnets. How do they work? They say shit like that in songs. I still don't know who fucking Lyle Lovett is.
You like to hunt a lot. So fucking what?
Did you bring up the Central?
That song, yeah. That song is literally just called Fuck the World.
Give me the Central.
Alright. 1, St. Louis Blues.
Killing it.
2, Winnipeg.
Doing way better than I thought they would.
Oh, yeah. Nashville.
Okay.
4, Dallas. 5, Colorado. 6, are you fucking kidding me? Chicago. And 7th place, Minnesota.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
What the fuck?
Chicago will turn it around.
They better fucking get on it, dude. You know what they say. By Thanksgiving, that's like, you know, 78% of the time, it works every time.
Yeah, you gotta get real hot after that if you're not already in the running.
You gotta go on a 16-game winning streak after that if you're fucked.
They're 7 games behind first place.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
So
you're right. At this time, that is a lot.
So if you think Chicago's gonna turn it around, who do you see dropping out of there? St. Louis is not going to. I don't think Winnipeg's doing well with Steve Mason on their team.
How do you think Chicago's not going to not make the playoffs, right?
I don't know.
If they don't, Q's gone.
For sure. And Chicago's going to burn to the ground.
Yeah.
Someone has murdered there every 12 hours. Imagine the Blackhawks not making the playoffs.
Yeah, you'll lose a legend in Q. That'll blow the team up, or it'll make the team good. Like next year, they'll be on fire because maybe it was Q.
They're not scoring again. Just like the playoffs, dude. Corey Crawford's killing it. They're just not fucking. They can't score. They put Taves and Kane back on a line together. That hasn't happened since like 2010.
Hey, I said it last year. They should have fucking kept Panera. Panera Bread.
Well, I mean, he's struggling in Columbus, so I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I think if he's with Kane and Taze, why are you getting rid of young firepower?
He's struggling numbers wise. He seems to be playing okay. He's just got to start finding the back of the net. All right,
it's young firepower. Why? I don't get why they got rid of him.
Because they like Brandon Saad.
Yeah.
But who do you see dropping out of there? Who's third again?
Nashville.
And Dallas? I don't see Dallas getting any worse.
No. If it's anyone, it'll be Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Can they keep playing the way they're playing?
Yeah, that would be the only team I could see doing that.
Yeah, Minnesota and Chicago. And second and last place right now.
Well, Minnesota's like the Ducks. They have no players left. Everybody's hurt.
I get it, but I mean, next man up. We're the fucking Minnesota Wild. How are we not able to get hurt?
I don't know.
Penguins lost Letang last year and won the fucking Stanley Cup.
There's teams that don't operate that way, that don't have, I mean, Columbus calls from Cleveland all the time.
Yeah, it's next man up. Let's go. Look at Gensel. Look at some of the people that stepped up for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, hop on 71, drive your ass 2 hours south, and let's fucking go.
Yeah, get here. Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah. I next man up at some point. You got to – obviously, the Ducks and the Wild aren't building their farm systems the way they should be if you can't afford injuries. Well, I get the Ducks situation. Theirs is a little different.
Yeah.
They've lost everyone, but the Wild haven't lost everyone.
I still think Chicago, like you said, makes their way back up in there.
Yeah, how are you going to miss the playoffs?
Playoffs? A guy retired, and I forget his fucking name. Strat? No disrespect, sir.
Who?
This guy. He retired.
From who?
The NHL.
What was it?
Street?
Samsonite?
So, cheers. So, cheers to that guy.
I was way off.
I have a quick question for you. Can you fucking hear me?
Yeah. I have a question for you. What, you want me to answer the question without getting the question?
Do you want beat like my wife? I don't beat my wife. Jesus Christ. Who do you think is going to win the Stanley Cup first? Mr. McDavid or Mr. Matthews?
I'll give you two answers. I think I would rather...
Yeah, that's what I want. Two answers for a fucking single... Yeah, two answers, please. Go.
I think I would rather see... Personally, Matthews hold it up, but I somehow think McDavid will get there first.
Not a bad answer.
That's two answers. That's my point. I think the America in me would rather see Matthews hold that up at 21, 22 and be a young stud, but I somehow think McDavid will probably do it first.
That might be the smartest thing you've ever said.
Yeah, see?
Matthews is hurt now, and I think that's gonna hurt Toronto hard.
They're playing well.
Does he score the most goals 5-on-5? Like he is a beast.
He does nothing but surprise me, and I feel like I shouldn't be surprised. But
God, I wish he wasn't playing in fucking Toronto.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd rather him be a fucking Bruin.
I don't know about that, but maybe.
Did you see the Olympic jerseys?
Yeah.
You probably liked them, didn't you?
I'm torn. I like it. I get it. Cool jersey.
What do you get about it?
Well, it's just it. To me, it's like I look at it and I go, "Oh, that's cool." But it's the fucking Olympics.
Make
something a little better than that.
They suck.
I don't think they suck. Like I like them. But I'm not in love with them, and I should love them.
Why is there two shades of blue?
I don't know. Like, I should love them, you know what I mean?
Our last Olympic jerseys were fucking sweet.
Yeah. So were Canada's, though.
Canada's are worse this time than ours.
Yeah, and the ones before, they're all red ones they had.
Yeah.
Those are sick. Those are fucking awesome.
Well, what's weird to me is, like, the downhill ski team, their shit looks badass.
Every fucking shit looks badass. Like, Michael Phelps rolls in with a fucking tracksuit that I want to wear because it's awesome. I don't even want to buy one of these jerseys.
No, and I was going to, but it has me even more – it has me even less excited than I already was about these Olympics.
You should buy one and get custom-made Matthews on it.
Matthews,
pretend like he's on the team.
Matthews 69. Hey, guess who's my friend again?
Who?
Dark guy.
He came back?
Yeah.
Why?
I have no idea, dude.
He's probably so fucking big headed that he probably forget forgot that anything even happened.
I guarantee he forgot.
He's probably like, oh, cool, Biscuit.
So shout out to Dark Guy. Glad to have you back, buddy.
He's about to be gone again.
Dude, I'm pretty sure, like, all the plays we get from Toronto are from him. Like, he's just listening over and over and over. Like, he's actually a number one fan.
I would believe that. That's where he gets all of his information.
But most people do. You don't know how many people, how many times I've been out on the streets and people go, dude, I get all my information from the Biscuit.
I've been trying to sell it at work. Someone had an ear piercing listening to ESPN.
And a
radio.
What? An ear pierce?
An earpiece?
Yeah.
Like, instead of fucking earplugs, just listening to ESPN radio?
What's OSHA say about that?
I don't know. I walked by and I said, hey, what you got going on there? And he, like, kind of looked at me like I was going
to... the Biscuit, Holmes.
I was going to make him take it off, you know? And I said, you got an iPhone? He's like, yeah. I was like, let me see it. I pulled up a podcast, Biscuit. I said, if you're going to fucking listen to something, listen to this.
Dude, I did that to all the welders at work. I was like, hey, man. You fucks, if you're going to be listening to fucking podcasts under your fucking helmets, at least learn something. Fucking do yourself a favor.
It's your fucking mind, right?
I had the one kid today, actually, come up and go, man, that one time you fucking made your brother say thanks for being on your show, that was awesome. I was like, all right, cool, bye. you little fucking creep.
You fucking creep?
Have you ever had a Clearly Canadian?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah.
When?
The old fucking, when we were little, they sold them.
Really?
Didn't they? Isn't it that fucking thing that came in like a really big water bottle that you drank?
Yeah, I put a picture on Instagram of it the other day.
Maybe I'm thinking of something different. The one that, I used to get them at Walmart.
I don't think you've ever had a Clearly Canadian.
Is there a Clear American?
Well, there should be, and it should be my piss, my bottled piss.
Then what have I had? There's like endless amounts of flavors. Like you could have like
dude, those are like called like Crystal Clears or some gross shit.
Where it's like a really big, it's basically like a 2 liter, but not a 2 liter.
Yeah, like if you were a 45-year-old woman at a pool, it like came automatically. It was mandatory. You had to have it.
Yeah, what are those? That's not Clear Canadian?
No, Clearly Canadian, dude. You live in Michigan. I guarantee they have them all around you.
Is it like that, though? Like carbonated flavored water?
Yeah, except it's awesome.
Okay.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I those other ones are good, so I imagine I like them.
Did you happen to see any of this Cronwall business on Twitter?
All of it. I was following it like a schoolgirl.
What are your thoughts on Mr. Cronwall? If you guys aren't aware of what I'm talking about, my buddy Chris Banotti was, you know, upset about Mr. Cronwall never fighting, and I just had, you know, put up a video of all his hits. I think most of them are clean, and I don't think he's the pussy that everybody thinks he is, but, you know, he sent a video back of him avoiding all these fights, and it's like kind of like, oh, Jesus Christ, guy.
I thought you were going to get mad at him at first. I was waiting for your response after he said that he's a bitch and hides behind the refs.
Well, I wrote him back and I said, I don't see him hiding behind the refs ever. I see the refs come over because someone just got murdered on the ice. And he's like, well, yeah, I guess you're right. I think a lot of times people react so quickly and don't actually like analyze the video or what's actually going on, and everybody just wants to hate everything. But you know, he is guilty of, you know, charging at times, but this whole you know, him not being called for shit because he's a Red Wing, I just don't think it's true.
Yeah, it's not 1995.
Yeah, no one gives a fuck that a Red Wings, you know, if anything, they call more on them because they're, you know, held to a different standard. But,
I think that people tend to, I mean, they're like, let's be honest, they're the Yankees.
Yeah.
They're the Yankees, they're the Patriots, it's, to me, they're that team for hockey.
It's definitely what, Boston and them are America's bread and butter.
Yeah, and I understand people love Chicago, they love Pittsburgh, and they love Philadelphia. But I'm sorry, I guarantee that.
Yeah, they're not the Wings.
They're not. Detroit's not the Wings. Philadelphia is probably pretty close. They probably have more fans than Pittsburgh, if you want to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you live up there, dude. You can't go anywhere without there being wing shit.
No, not even the fucking liquor store. I mean, there's... You could go to a fucking hardware store and get fucking Detroit Red Wings screwdrivers if you wanted to. I mean, there's literally nowhere you can't go.
Right. But what I'm saying is, listen, if I see Cronwall illegally hit one of my teammates, I don't give a fuck if he's going to fight or not. Something's going to happen. It's not up to him if people aren't fucking with him. Yeah, maybe he's dodged. I'll have to watch the video he sent to me of him dodging a bunch of fights, I guess. I actually haven't watched it. So I'll go back and watch that. Maybe I'm a complete fuckhead for saying everything I just did.
Well, I don't really care if he dodges them or not. To me, I have 2 points with Cronwall. If he's hitting someone illegal and is dodging a fight, he's a bitch.
Yeah.
If he kills someone legally and dodges a fight, I personally don't give a fuck. But if he's hitting you illegally and then not backing up his hit later in the game by hiding, then I think he's a bitch.
Dude, I don't even know if he's ever been in an NHL fight.
So it's like you said, I guess I don't watch close enough. I always just get excited when a donkey kicks someone's ass.
Well, and it hasn't happened in like 2 years, and he absolutely murdered somebody the other night. And this is how it all started. Because I was like, holy shit, someone actually got Cronwalled again. It still can happen. And then I was thinking, well, that's probably the last time you'll see it because his shoulder probably fucking fell off. And that's what started the whole debate because I had posted a video of just people getting crushed.
Yeah.
And if you know, if you're on the shift and he's out there, you also ought to know, okay, he's looking to come kill me.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, but I'll have to watch the video Chris sent me of him dodging these so-called allegedly, you know, everybody's allegedly dodging fucking dicks and everything at this point in time. Who isn't raping some? Dustin Hoffman's raping people now?
What are you talking about? I didn't know that.
He fucking allegedly raped some 17-year-old or some shit 25 years ago.
I've seen the Kevin Spacey stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, he raped me. Everybody knows that.
Well, when he came out and said he was gay, I said, oh, cool.
That was so weird. That was weird.
But then he came out and said he's raping people, and I was like, man, he was like one of my favorite actors. Why you gotta be doing shit like that?
He just said, if I did it, I don't remember. I drink a lot. Just like, Jesus Christ, dude.
That's what he said?
Yeah. Do you know
who? People are saying that Sheen was raping fucking Corey Haim in that football movie about the retard Lucas or whatever the fuck that movie's called.
Radio.
No, it was called Lucas, wasn't it?
Radio. Now, how's that happen? Because that dude's dead as fuck.
Okay, that's what I thought, and so, he is.
So someone just remembered, like, oh yeah, Charlie Sheen butt-fucked him. Butt-raped him. Or mouth-raped him, whatever raped him.
Someone posted...
Like a diary?
Denise Richards' divorce papers of her saying that she caught him watching child porn.
Jesus Christ.
So now they're like, it was Sheen. It was Charlie Sheen.
Jesus Christ.
So I don't know. These fucking people are fucked up.
Yeah, for sure. Why do you think?
It's like, come on. Everyone knew Hollywood was fucked up.
Yeah, it doesn't make it okay, though.
But I didn't know Charlie Sheen was fucking touching people.
Andy Dick just got in trouble for it. Surprise, surprise.
See, that one doesn't. That doesn't. Andy Dick don't surprise me.
You know how what he said? I grab dicks. That's what I do. He does. He does not even apologize. He's like, what? I can't grab a dick now and then.
Is he Kathy Griffin or is he not?
I think so. I think it's like he cross dresses into Kathy Griffin.
Like Einhorn is Finkel.
Yeah, Finkel is Einhorn. Dick is Griffin. Griffin is Dick. Did you see So Kilorn, Stamkos, and Kevin Hayes all got fined, like, what was it, $5,000 the other night?
I didn't know it was $5,000.
For squirting each other with water bottles.
Yeah, what's that about?
Did you see the video?
No.
It's not worth your time. Kevin Hayes squirts Kilorn from the bench, and Kilorn's like slashes the bench with his stick. It's a little fucking crazy. But then Stamkos starts squirting. It is fucking stupid.
I've seen players squirt players before, and they're getting fined for it now.
Yeah, it got kind of violent, I guess. I don't know. It was more just really fucking dumb. But
last year in the playoffs, someone from Washington was squirting Crosby right down the back of his shoulder pads.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Right in the middle of the, like, right in the, during, like, a penalty. They just started squirting him, and nothing ever happened. Crosby just skated away.
That was awesome. It was weird, but Georgie Parros ain't fucking around, so you're going to get a $5,000 fine. Play hockey, I guess.
Yeah. I think he's in statement mode still.
Something happened against Florida and Columbus. Dubinsky and somebody got into it, and then like the dude tried to rip Dubinsky's eyeball out, like on the bottom of the pile. Dude, it got fucking gnarly. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Brandon Dubinsky and Cody McLeod, two of the few players in the league that don't wear the visor. If anybody can think of any other ones, tweet us at Biscuit Pod Podcast.
I saw a stat the other day that had all the players on it.
Was there like six of them, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I forget. It was a tweet.
Well, Jody Shelley was talking about it on the broadcast because he's like, yeah, I had over 500 stitches in my face. And he's like, and I still don't wear a visor.
What's his name from Boston? Don't wear one, does he?
Chara. He doesn't. You're right. Speaking of Chara, that's actually the fight of the week from this week that we're doing, the week that you missed and then you're now making up for. Chara and Josh Anderson.
Yeah. He don't wear a mask.
No. So Chara, not boards, but hit cross-checks Anderson from behind. And he didn't like it, and he fucking stepped up to the plate and fought that fucking 7-foot monster and held his own. I call it a draw, to be honest with you. Did you see that fight?
Yeah, I did. I thought that Chara had basically control of it, though.
Well, no one gives a fuck what you think.
Well, it looked like to me that he won.
Reoccurring fuck boy of the week. Guess who's a fuck boy of the week again? I'll give you a clue. You want a clue?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
He cannot do a pull-up.
Fucking this guy. Middle stat. Why is he around?
Did you see what he did?
Yeah.
I know you liked the celly. I know you liked that.
I don't give a fuck. That don't bother me at all.
It didn't bother me either. It's totally something I would have done. Okay, that's besides the point.
Well, there's two things with me. If you're going to act that way, you better be playing like fucking Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, you better either have a hat trick or you better be able to do a pull-up.
And you better have been winning.
They won. They swept Michigan State that weekend. I think they won 3-1 or 3-1 and then 4-1. So he might have had a hat trick. I actually didn't look at the box score.
And that's Minnesota, Michigan State, Big Ten rival.
Are they a Big Ten rival?
I mean, in college, I feel like, how are you not a rival against anyone you're playing in that conference?
Because I don't think Michigan State's good at hockey. Ever. Like, that's what I was wondering. I don't know. I haven't really followed college hockey very closely. Like, I mean,
rivals don't carry on. I mean, like, Minnesota, Michigan State could potentially be a fucking football game now.
Yeah, to a point, but I mean, everyone that goes to a football game isn't coming to a fucking hockey game.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, it's completely different. Like, I've been to an Ohio State, Michigan hockey game, and it's not even close. Yes. It's not even close to the same thing.
Nope, same here. It was the first time I ever saw an empty net goal live.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, I don't even know rivals. I know Boston University and Boston College is, like, a huge game, right?
Yeah. St. Cloud in Minnesota.
Or, yeah, like, I'm sure North Dakota has some, and I'm sure Denver has, like, I don't know. Look up biggest college hockey rivalries. Look it up.
Well, I know St. Cloud and Denver has got to be one of them.
Is St. Cloud in Colorado? Where the fuck is that place?
I think it's in Minnesota.
Yeah, that would make sense because St. Cloud's in Minnesota, huh?
I know that Western Michigan is trying to make Western Michigan Denver a fucking rival.
Yeah, like Western Michigan has a better hockey program than Michigan State.
They swept their ass last week, and it kind of made everyone be like, okay, and they beat them last year, too.
Western Michigan swept Denver?
Yeah.
Last week? For real?
Yeah.
Wasn't Denver number one?
Yeah, and they did that two of them last year, so that's what I'm saying. Western Michigan's kind of, they're kind of making it a rival.
Have you been to a Western game?
No, I really want to, though. I'm going to try to go one.
Yeah, it'll probably be hard to do since it's a half hour from your house. Fucking idiot.
All right, you ready for this top 10 list?
Top 10 rivals in college hockey history?
I think this is as of now and as forever.
Okay, so it would be as like college football, like Ohio State, Michigan's still somehow a rivalry just because it is.
And it is on this list.
Okay, give it to me. Top 10 college rivalries. Hockey. Hockey, right?
Yep.
Okay, go. Cool. Start at number 10.
Start at number 10.
Yeah, read it like a list. Read it like you've fucking done a podcast before. Make me start goddamn cussing, man. I'm trying not to cuss on this fucking show anymore.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Top 10. At number 10. Number 10.
Number 10. UMass, UConn.
University of Massachusetts in Austin, Texas.
No, UConn.
Massachusetts versus UConn.
That makes sense. Old school rival.
For sure.
Harvard-Yale at number 9. Makes sense.
Perfect old sense. Old
school rival. And they're actually both good at hockey.
Perfect sense. I thought that'd be... I actually could see that being higher than number 9. But I don't know, though. Number 8.
Notre Dame-Michigan. That just makes sense. That's in every sport.
Yeah.
Now, it says UNH, which I imagine is New Hampshire, and it's versus Dartmouth.
How do you say Hampshire?
Coming in at number 7. Boston College versus Notre Dame, which I've actually watched before.
Good game.
It is a rival. Damn, like twice. Michigan, Ohio State. It says this is a no-brainer. It says it don't matter what sport these two are playing. They just hate each other.
I've been to that fucking game. That's bullshit.
I'm pretty sure I was at that game with you.
I've seen that game several times. I have been to more Ohio State Buckeye college hockey games than I have seen any other team.
Yeah, that's probably true. I've probably been to like fucking 30.
They used to have season tickets. But yeah, I've been to like over 30 games of theirs. That's not fucking true. I dispute that 100%.
I'd go to school and Bing would be like, hey, you want to go to a hockey game tonight? And I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Paps would call or Chuck would say, hey, you want to go to a hockey game? Fuck yeah, I do. And I never paid $1, not one time.
No, never. Not ever. Not even that I ever paid for food. I feel like food was free too.
Not even once. They got like a food plan with their season tickets. It was badass. You get fucking free sugar, Dale.
For you that don't know that sugar, Dale is the fucking delicious all beef hot dog.
Yeah, they're fucking great, man.
And they're sold everywhere in fucking Ohio for some reason.
Are they?
Harvard Brown. Another one.
That can go ahead and get the fuck off my list.
And then Denver, North Dakota, which they've just both been powerhouses.
That's number one?
Yeah, they're both like the two biggest.
Yeah, okay.
That's like Alabama fucking.
Alabama doesn't have a rival.
I meant football-wise. Like Denver, North Dakota is like. Look at this. They got 14 titles between the two of them.
God damn.
And then number one, somehow, because of how old it is, it's Cornell BU.
That's Big Red Bear.
And That's a big red bear.
That's a big red bear.
That actually is one of the arguments. They argue between which school looks more like the Red Wings.
What?
Because Boston is red too, aren't they?
Yeah. What do you mean look like the Red Wings?
I guess they argue between which ones have the closest Detroit Red Wings sweaters.
Neither is the answer, aren't they?
I don't know. I'm just fucking reading the paper.
Jesus fucking Christ. So what happened is Middleton scores and he goes down the line of Michigan State to like slap their hands. My problem with it is you can't fight in college. So, you know, what are you doing? You're just being a cocksucker because you know you're going to get away with it. And then the second problem is Michigan State's one of the softest teams in the Big Ten. They have like second to last in penalty minutes. And Minnesota leads the like Big Ten in penalty minutes. So seemed like they were just picking on like the fucking, you know, the like an obvious target. You know, that's what I didn't like. I know Fourth Line Voice was super pissed about it. You know, he's an older gentleman, and he don't play that shit, man. Not a fan of that cocky shit.
I agree with him, and I agree with him where.
Hockey's
a different game.
Yeah, it had more people watching college hockey, so I guess he did his part there because Barstool Sports, you know, tweeted it out and holy shit, dude! Surprise, surprise! The only people that like this kid are Buffalo Sabres fans. He can do a pull up. I swear to God.
I fucking hate him.
If you follow this kid at all, you'll realize he's really good at hockey. I didn't say he was bad at hockey. I said he's a fucking pansy.
He is a fucking pansy. If he wants to think he's not a pansy, just wait till that dude goes pro and gets fucking dick whopped by a fucking.
Wait till I see him and I pull his pants down and slap his little chubby butt cheeks and call him a pansy. Wait until then. If you're a person with a ball sack and you can't do a pull up, like I'm borderline overweight and I can do a fucking pull up still.
Who drafted them again? We always
Buffalo Sabres with the 8th pick.
All right. Go fucking play with Jack and you guys can fucking cry together and break sticks together.
Oh yeah, let's go ahead and give them the dual fuck boys of the week for last week because he broke that stick like in a little baby tantrum.
Yeah, like hey camera. Hey, someone come interview me. I'm mad we lost. I'm trying my hardest and we lose.
Yeah, those two are fucking definitely going to like play Halo together and fucking look at each other's weird dicks.
I think he's a bitch and I've thought it ever since he drove half it since he became the GM.
Oh, yeah, since he started running the team.
Yeah, I don't. And then the breaking the stick shit in the fucking hallway. Being a fucking baby.
Yeah, that's good. That's our first time dual twin twinks, we can call them.
Twin twinks.
Huh? Hashtag twin twinks. Fuck boys of the week. Jack Eichel. And hey, guys, get ready because I imagine that's going to happen more often, these two. Especially if he gets called up and actually gets to play some NHL minutes. And I can't wait until someone fucking mud stomps him.
Yeah.
Dude, watch him do an interview. Go on YouTube and watch him do an interview. He like blinks the whole time with his whole fucking head. I don't like him. He might be good at hockey. We'll find out.
Yeah, people are good in college. Let's get real.
We'll find out. He's so small and so weak. I don't imagine it going well for him.
Me neither.
Freedom, hockey, the biscuit.